confirm ignition, and the thrust is go.
PC Podcast.
Well, how do you do? A kiss on the cheek. It's been a while, so I'll just beg, borrow, and steal all your time. We'll call it dignified. Well, now it all seems to be cut and dry. So I know which way you want. You're tired, my love. I feel the same. Take it from me. What else could you do? Oh, where do you get off at? How can I get there too? Oh, in time, we'll call it dignified. But now it all seems to be cut and dry. So I know which way to run. You're tired, my love. I feel the same.
Welcome to PCB 285. Do you think it was 1980 all over again with Adam and the Ants? That's my first thought when I first heard that particular track, but it got all the different, didn't it? That was White Rabbits and a track called Percussion Gun. They are available from whiterabbitsmusic.com, and they're from New York in the US, so they probably missed the Adam and the Ants thing, I suspect. I got that from my friends over in the Muse Box, and you can find them, of course, at themusebox.net. Very nice. Good start to a podcast. Get you going. Get you going. Are you going? Are you going yet? I just need another cup of coffee. I certainly need another cup of coffee. It's a bit early for me, but Whatever. I'm just wittering. I haven't even started the podcast and I'm already wittering. It's funny how us podcasters do that. I think it's because you're trying to have a conversation with somebody and there's no one there. Is there anybody there? No, there isn't anybody there. Yeah, it's one of those things. I was talking to Michael Harron from Mikey Pod over mikeypod.org.com. I think it's .com. And he was saying the same thing. He starts his podcast off and then he realizes he's talking to himself. So it's a common feature of us here podcasters. What sort of week have you had then? You had an interesting week? I've had an interesting week. Been to a gig. More about that later. What else has happened? Don't think anything else particularly interesting has happened. I've been challenged. By Mr. Clitheroe.
Dear.
I'll tell you more about that later on as well. But now I'm about to. Well, I'll let the artists themselves tell you what we're about to do to you.
We are going to electrocute your ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
La 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 la.
Remember what you said. Let's go your own way. Make a piece of time for the rest and ask yourself, why should I stay? Remember what they did to your own family. Do you think they died for nothing, nothing, nothing?
Man, you got to go before the sun shows. Before you let it grow, take your time to look at the people that you know. Take your time to watch, the room blow. Watch the kind of mind that you'll find. What's the real deal too? Improve your mind, what's a good number? The good way to live without showing you your face. What you gonna do now?
There was a time I used to live in a pretty little house with my man. We used to speak with our neighborhood without pain nor anger. There was a time the leaves and color of the sea didn't matter. There was a time when we used to be together. Once upon a time, a pretty little family living in a pretty house was kindly asked to follow man without a belief. Those men pushed us into a train. We didn't know why, we didn't know their range, but we understood as soon as we saw their eyes. We understood as soon as we saw their eyes. We understood as soon as we saw their eyes.
We'll be right back.
Hello, and of course, just don't forget, it's time to mention our lovely little sponsors. Now, is your website looking damp? Is it looking lifeless? Is it looking limp? Does it need a bit of a makeover? Well, what you want is some discounts. It's GoDaddy, and then you can go there and get yourself some fantastic deals, as I have done with, of course, PeteKogel.com. Now, I know you know that there are three main codes. There's 10% discount, 20% discount, and 30% discount available using the codes Pete7, Pete8, and Pete9 when you check out. Of course, you know that already. But there are three extra other codes as well. If you spend over £65 or more, you can use the checkout code Pete25 and get yourself a 25% discount. If you use the code Pete20H, you'll get yourself a 20% discount on web hosting. And if you are into selling your stuff and need secure stuff like SSL, standard SSL security certificates, they're only $12.99 using the Pete code. The Pete code? I said that before. No, using the checkout code PeteSSL. Now, I think that's a good deal, don't you? So what do you think, girls? Come on, see it with me, because you're worth it.
If I grow old, will you hold me close?
Love me, dear.
If I grow old, will you hold me close? Love me dearly. Give me everything you've got. Come on, I want the lot. Will I still be the only man you want to see? Come on, come on, give me everything you've got. I want the lot. Days come and go, but I don't change. What a girl like you sees, a boy like me, I'll never know.
I'll never, 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 I'll never. Thank you.
Will you look at me?
Love me dearly, 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 dearly.
Two rather excellent pieces of music there, and they were. The first one was Eclectic. I have played them before on a couple of shows, I think, so they are not new to you completely. That was a title called We Are Going to Eclect Funk Your Ass by Eclectic, and you can find them at myspace.com. It's a strange 8. I can't even pronounce that MySpace link. I'm not even going to try, so I'm not going to bother. I'm going to say that they come from Lille in France. I found them on Jamendo, and I have played them before, and I rather liked it. Bit funky for me, bit different, bit funky, but sort of almost Bangra-esque in that drum beat, which is what got me going. So that's why I played that particular thing. And then something from something funky to something we expect from somebody funky. That was a Soap Company remix. Anthony Barrett, of course, comes up with some rather nice funky bits. That was a subcourtly remix of Dan Whitehouse. You can find him at myspace.com/Mr. Dan Whitehouse. The track was called If I Grow Old, remixed by Anthony and his Tony, rather, and his band at myspace.com/The Soap Company. Dan Whitehouse is from Wolverhampton, and Tony, of course, is from Croydon. Why did I say that in a sort of mid-beam accent? Don't know. But it was a good track, and I really liked it. And it's something that I think Tony's particularly proud of, because it's not normally what he normally does. And I'm not that familiar with Dan, but he has sent me another track, so I'll play that in another podcast either next week or the week after, so you can have a listen to the unremixed version of The Man. Very nice, very nice. Oh, is that the police? They've come to get me already. I'll go quietly, honestly. Right, need some glue?
Shut up.
Fresh Body Shop do.
British tunely music is remarkably old. Wasp waste and swivel hippie artists and kicking out the legs, girls and boys of both types, yes, from Johnny Groats in Bonnie Scotload to the end of the landing, are laying down fantastic old tunes all the tito, and knockers all on rotaty discus. Runny now, as light as quickening, on the surfload and into Webby to the Made in the UK show. At madeintheukshow.co.uk. Dig joy. Here, a multipod of UK cast poodles, in excited times all bubble happy, will bring you Freeload of Chargebold, the best and most bright shiniest of all the ivory tinkles and twangy G-strings with bang 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 on the big bass drummy that this fairy island has to offer honour. Remembold, madeintheukshow.co.uk. Goodly bye, load.
like that. That was a band, or an artist probably, called Jury Jar, from the Russian Federation, actually. And the first of two tracks from a new pair of record labels that I found out just about yesterday. There was a guy, his name? Is it Label Lover, available over on Twitter. And I found him, he was referenced by somebody else on one of these Follow Friday things they do on Twitter, where they sort of recommend other people you should be following. So I started following Net Label Lover, and he told me about a couple of labels, one of which is Motorlab, motorlab.su. Don't know where the SU comes from. I didn't think Russians are you, isn't it? So why is it SU? Not sure what that means, but never mind. That was Bass Transmission, title of the track. Reminded me very much of a very old artist. I was actually having a chat with Tony Barrett and Facebook about Section 25. I remember seeing them. They were on Factory Records. Remember old Factory Records? Years ago. I think I saw them in Riverside Studios in London, and it was something like 1984. Was it 84? Yeah, I think it was 84. Before I was married, I know that for a fact. So 1984, Section 25, very much reminiscent of what Bass Transmission was, by Jury Jar. Very nice. Before that, we had Fresh Body Shop, not strangers to the show, of course. You can find them at e-monsite.com/freshbodyshop from Nantes in France. Another one from France. Well, that's a lot of in France, don't we? equally from Jamendo. They need some glue. Don't know why they needed some glue, but apparently they did. Let's hope they weren't doing anything naughty with it. Right, let's move on. If you're from Aberdeen, this song is for you.
Low lights, music, is that all there is to it?
Planet from the granite city, gray and gritty, say it's shitty, but admit you gotta stay in, it's a pity, the weather's never altogether ever pretty clever, city dwelling fellas selling umbrellas, and never to tell us a bitty wet, rain or the threat, get a sweater or better, let it propel us into jealous regret, forget complaining, that bit of criticism, it's submitting, root shit written in a mood of mystic witticism, platitude do, it crude chatted attitude, screw that, include that ingratitude you perceive in me. But be believing, see the seasons, I'm believing. We be weaving reasons for us even pleasing. We need a heathen breathing creed. Relieving, freezing, teasing, needing, peeding these degrees. We read and know, it slows the flow. Our growing speed, our progress, seeds, achievements, these are breeze indeed. Cause every geek's fags, zigzags, and dick bags of green sets. In Aberdeen, yes, in Aberdeen, every geek got your dig out is a dig out the meanness of the weather in Aberdeen, yes, Aberdeen. Another chat and gibberish edition, rain always fishing drip, dropping non-stop in hip-hop mission, in the main, my ambition to be tip-top musician, not washing dishes in a fish and chip shop, wishing for more, I'm spurred by the surge, the urge to splurge, words I've emerged on the verge of making myself heard, I'm trying to find a time to fine-tune, design for rhyme, my mind, soon I'll shine to find my crooning line, sublime, nerve, mind, stir, my third eye, blurred, I'm walking about, people talking and shouting, what's occurred, try, eyes get bad in fights on Saturday night, speech is slurred, minds are clattered as shite, it's hard inside, each absurd mixed instance of aggression, convincing sad expression, the mental state of hate and since inflated by heavy belly session, think it's fair to say, drinking the cares away, dead at the state, they're singing affairs in disarray, I say depression, eh? Cause every geek's fags, zigzags, and dick bags of green sets. In Aberdeen, yes, in Aberdeen, every geek got your dig out, is a dig out the meanness of the weather in Aberdeen, yes, Aberdeen. SAD's endemic in them, explains the vitriol in their polemic, chemical imbalance in their brains is comic, the chronic arcane pains, those who reign moronic, I wanna remain sane, maintain, running, I've begun and it's fun and I never done, gone running and no coming to none and I notice one thing, singing and springing and springing my step, I go hunting, swinging and slinging, I'm stinging your rep and I'm flinging the dead, kept clinging to the minging and inept star reptile, smiling off your crept into exile, vex while I left to the next trial, perplexing
raising rednecks. And if nobody objects, I'll see humor fuming at the looming tumor. Consumer humans, gloomily presuming doom. We be booming, be no rumor, pseudo moon illuminate a tomb, assuming hate's immune to unity and tune sees opportunities to bloom. Cause every geek's fag, zigzags, and dick bags of green cess. In Aberdeen, yes, in Aberdeen, every geek got your digger is a digger. The meanness of the weather in Aberdeen, yes, Aberdeen. Seen as bleak and white, a sneaky kick the set, seeking to wet their beak, and yet the meek are the ones that get the freaky reeking. We can people up on their feet. Let me speak, and I bet technique will be decking, the geek in a second, and checking, the chicken, I'm tracking, I reckon the peak is a beacon, it's beckoning. I burn, turn of phrases raised, amazing phrases, blazing fat, days receiving days and disbelieving gazes. Weave rapid, rapping tapestry for trapping, vapid travers, thesis crapping, slapping, happen, scripting, yapping, whipper snappers, teaching them about flows, beseeching the without, no chance of reaching me in a doubt. Speech a feature more than a shouter than a leaf lighted, chatter matters lightly and tatters. Better be battered, enemy splattered, that'd be the strategy that's fat, scatter similar patterns when I've been shattered into minimum atoms that have been rhythm within anatomy, so that I'm nattering back to the beginning again. Women and men sinning and end, cracks, fissures and fractures, it's the fact that this is the end. Cause every geek's fag, zigzags and dick bags of green cess. In Aberdeen, yes, in Aberdeen, every geek got your digger, is a digger. The meanness of the weather in Aberdeen, yes, Aberdeen.
Stars keep watching the heavens. And in our own little way, we too, old friend, the privilege to watch over our city.
Oh, was that it? Oh, almost missed the ending there. That was Mammut from Reykjavik in Iceland, if you hadn't picked up the accent. And a track, probably going to pronounce it wrong, I think it's called Porkel. It looks like a P, but it's got sort of strange bits at the top of it and the bottom of it, so I'm not quite sure how you pronounce that. This is the band laughing their heads off with my description of that. You can find them at mammutmusic.blogspot.com, as I said, from Reykjavik in Iceland. Got that from the band, actually, but I originally found them via Aerial Publicity at aerialpublicity.net. Before that, a rather interesting adaptation of Aberdeen, or a description of Aberdeen, by Burning Bright. So you can find him at myspace.com/burningbrightmusic, and that's from the other new label, the first of which, was, as I said, was Motor Lab, the second which is Black Lantern, blacklanternmusic.com. I think at the moment they're focusing entirely on artists from Scotland. Speaking of Scotland, the background noise you were talking about a bit earlier on is Den Collective. I haven't heard them for a while. It's coming into November, actually. When is it? Hang on a second. St. Andrew's Day is the 30th of November. That's normally the day they come down and play the Dirty South. Are you listening, guys? Is it time for gig number 3 down there? I think it probably is, isn't it? Yeah, it'd be interesting if it was. We'll see how we get on. Right, let's move on. What have we got next? Oh, yes, this is a band from Madrid in Spain, from Jamendo, of course. They're called False Monea. Oh, Falsa Monea, I'm not quite sure. It's Falsa Monea, there's in their website, so I've actually got it wrong. The track, I believe, is called Grillette. Enjoy. Very nice indeed. That was Falsa Monea and a track called the Grillette, which I've got a whole album of there, so I think I'll be coming back for that because it'll be a bit more because I rather like that. So myspace.com, Falsa Monea is where you'll find them. I mentioned a bit earlier on, I was challenged by Mr. Clethero a bit earlier in the week. Only yesterday. It all started off because of Rowley. Not the dog. No, the other podcaster. Yeah. He's going to kill me. He's apparently one of his mates. He's as he put on Twitter, one of my mates is growing a mow for November. was like, what? I didn't understand what he meant. And I went off to this site and I couldn't figure it out because I didn't really read it quickly enough. And I thought, I don't understand, I'll leave it. And then, of course, Clithers has picked up on it. And apparently, a mo in Movember, not November, is to grow a mo-stache. Yeah, he's growing a mustache. He says he's growing a mustache. It's actually an awareness of men's health problems. You know, the things you get when you get a bit older, like prostate problems and stuff like that. And of course, Mr. Clitheroe is a bit closer to that than the rest of us. So it's close to his heart. Well, no, not quite close to his heart, but you know, it's anatomically nearby, shall we say. We're gonna be doing that. So he suggested that he grow a mustache. And I pointed out that it had to be just a mustache because just growing a beard is just plain laziness. But so he's going to grow a mustache. So I'm not quite sure if he's going to be sort of Salvador Dali or something like that. But you have a month to grow it in, and of course we're about 6 or 7 days late. So I'm now growing a mustache. I cleared it with the missus first. She wasn't quite sure what the connection between the mustache and the other end had anything to do with anything. But I said it's all to do with charity, dear. So we're going to go and do that, and hopefully a few other pod callers. So if any more pod callers out there listening to the show, come on, grow a mustache just for a month. Just for only for a couple of weeks, basically. It's only a couple of weeks. Can you grow a mustache in a couple of weeks? I know I can. One thing I'm going to need is some Grecian 2000, I think, by the time I get there, because last time I grew it came out almost completely white or grey. Ah, dear, 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 dear. Let's have some more music. This is a track by a band called Tracker Tiger, which is a great title for a band, I think, from Chicago in Illinois. I got that from my friends at Promenet, which means you can download it from the website. The new website, PeteKogel.com. Navigate your way to the new website and look up for this one. This is PCP 285. The track is called Don't Let the Nightlight Dance. And you can enjoy it and you can download it if you want to for yourself later on. So why not do that? Have a listen to this. So I'm joined in the studio by another guest. Seems to have guests in the studio all the time. This time it's someone we haven't had on the studio and on the show for quite a long time. Not since she used to do the announcements for the sponsors, but she doesn't do that anymore. My daughter Heather, how you doing?
Hello. Yeah.
Yes. Should not mention the sponsors then.
No, let's not mention the sponsors.
Let's not mention the sponsors at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Move on.
So this is probably the first time you've heard your voice for ages on the radio, isn't it?
It is, actually, and I'm glad to say that I sound a lot more grown up, at least, from GoDaddy days.
she mentioned the sponsor.
Better. Exactly.
Yeah, well, you were about 4 years younger, so it was a bit different.
4 years ago?
It was 4 years ago, yeah, it was 4 years ago. Or three, certainly 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so time's moved on. So you reckon also I've got this podcasty voice.
You do have a podcast voice. You go into some sort of, like, deep tone. And it's
deep
all,
tone.
It's all very kind of like news reporter kind of type thing. It's not just like normal, happy, jolly you. It's
right.
Quite different.
I'm different, am I? Okay.
It's quite interesting, though.
Is it? Okay, well, I should try to do my... Because you do media studies, aren't you? So you're listening out for all this sort of stuff.
Whenever, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite funny, really. Yeah. Anyway, we went for a gig on Monday. What was it?
Reverent the Makers, C2, again.
Again. It was rather good, wasn't it?
It was bloody amazing.
Ooh, she swore. Ooh, I'll have to put the swearing tag on the podcast. No, it's all right. Yeah, that's the second time I've seen them, isn't it?
Yep, saw them 2 years ago.
And
they're even bigger now.
They're even bigger. Yeah, it was a complete sellout this time.
It was. It was packed.
I can hear all that noise, you know, and all the listeners can hear all that. Do it again. Go on, do it again.
So I was just playing with a pad of paper.
Pad of yellow stickies. Yeah. You just fidget all the time.
Sorry.
Don't
you? I can try and I'll twiddle my thumbs.
Twiddle
can't
your thumbs.
Hear that.
I can probably hear that as well. It's very good. This mic, it picks up everything.
Really.
Anyway, so the gig was all the good.
Yes.
And they were selling a live album, which they recorded only a week and a half beforehand.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty amazing.
That was pretty damn impressive.
And I've got some performance. So I think we'll play a bit of Reverent the Makers.
Go on then.
Probably really shouldn't play this from their live album, but it's a track that I have played before, and it is rather good. Do you want to start doing the chewing noises?
No, maybe not.
Go on.
I haven't got any gum.
All the girls, where's the ladies? Baby food in jars, I know how she's feeling. When there ain't no sex, I know she's reeling. Then at the multiplex, mom's in prime, 12-week scan. Wish she were the story if they also ran.
He said he loved me, he said he needs me. He said to Kaylee, he thinks I'm special. He didn't love me, he didn't need me. Got up with Kaylee.
A move!
Move!
It runs so far apart, but still there's mams and prams and a 12-week scan. I wish you were a story if they also ran.
He said he loved me.
So that was the rather excellent Reverend in the Makers, and he said he loved me. He all the band, all the audience singing along there. Were you singing along on Monday?
I was indeed, definitely.
I was definitely singing along.
You were
the other side of the mosh pit from me, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but it got slightly more violent where I was, to say the least. It was.
But you've been in moshes before. You've been at the front of the mosh of. The Prodigy.
Okay, I can't survive a Hoosiers gig. If you know who the Hoosiers are, they're sort of a little poxy indie band, and they're just a bit pants, really. But I thought,
and
why
you were,
not
you
go?
Were dressed in fancy dress.
Okay, I was wearing pyjamas as well, so a big hench dressing gown, and I passed out in the break before the band even came on. So it wasn't even like, you know,
it was
intense moshing.
It was just
a dressing gown as well.
Yeah, it's just too hot. Yeah,
I was just literally dehydrated. But you know, when it comes to Prodigy, front row, well, not front row, but like front bar, right in the middle, literally nearly touching Keith. Yeah, I can survive that fine, but my hench mate passes out and vomits, so I was like, ha! But I can't really talk. So.
I didn't know about the vomit bit.
I saw him at Lewis Bonfire the other day, and he came up to me and said, I haven't seen you in ages, probably since the Prodigy. That was embarrassing. I'm going to leave now. I was like, okay, fair dues.
You mentioned Lewis, so you've been to Lewis Bonfire since
Lewis Bonfire,
then?
I did, my first time. And,
I haven't been yet. I always think it's too scary. What's it like?
It was quite scary, actually. Like, there were lots and lots of bangers. Like, the people in the like the parades and stuff, they were the ones with bangers. They were just lighting them and throwing them out. It was just like,
did you see the bit where they sort of pelt the Pope with tomatoes and all that sort of stuff? I'm not quite sure if you can see all that bit.
I don't know, there was many different societies and stuff.
Then
being teenagers, we went to the one that was free because the rest of them were like £7 or £4 to get
in. I didn't know that.
No, yeah, they really raised the prices to try and limit the people coming down,
right?
So like, so we got the one which was free, which was actually pretty still good.
So where's that one? Was that down by the water?
Yeah, near water. Yeah. Near the Tesco bit and stuff.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's the one that's supposed to be a bit mental.
Which one's the one that's supposed to be a bit mental?
That one. The one that you went to. I think
Waterloo?
Is it called Waterloo? I'm not sure if it's called Waterloo. I think they're all a bit mental, if you ask me.
There was rumours of people putting bangers in whoever had hoods and stuff, so we all kind of tucked our hoods in to be slightly pansy.
You were like, not hoodies, like, that, yeah.
Hide the hoods, it's fine.
Good. Yeah. But you had fun.
It was good. Lost quite a few of my friends, but we all gathered. I managed to meet so many people I knew, just purely coincidence, and like the people I actually needed to meet, I could never find again. It was one of those situations. It's like,
wherever you go, you usually find somebody you meet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I met Stevie twice by coincidence.
All right.
Stevie Beer, but yeah. That's a legend of a name, though, isn't it? For
Stevie
a girl,
Beer.
Stevie Beer.
Yeah, yeah. Should we mention her name again?
Stevie Beer,
yeah. So, well, at least to get Andy listening to the podcast now. We'll tell Andy.
Sorry.
Right, so, so any more gigs planned?
Not right at the moment. I've got some comedian gigs coming up. I mean, I went to Tim Minchin, like 2 weeks back in Apollo, London.
How was that?
That was pretty damn good. I've got to find some YouTube clips and show you guys.
Oh, right, okay.
It was so funny. And I've got Michael McIntyre on the 14th of this month, so that's going to be sweet. But yeah.
No wonder you're skint then.
Exactly. I'm so skint, it's ridiculous. Especially since that machine ate my cash card.
Yes.
That was such bad timing.
Yeah, so not only are you skint, you've also may have extra £20 or something.
I will pay back.
Let's hope you do. Oh, well, thanks for coming in, Heb. I hope you enjoyed the concert and that. And, well, we'll look forward to some good gigs and we'll talk about it again in the future.
Sure thing.
Right, so listen to something else. This is a band called We and Dem. It's a bit of reggae and it's called Let Them Grow.
Reggae, how surprising.
What do you mean, how surprising? I like me reggae.
Just play the track, don't worry.
I and I likes me reggae, no? Yeah, I'll just play the track now, okay.
So wrong. It's just freedom, what we all want. Tell me why it's so wrong. It's just freedom, what we all want. Slavery rings over the city, though beneath the mask, hypocrites. Only tell in the name of love. Learn by heart. Society of patterns lock you up in a box. Sadness becomes, madness becomes crime among humanity.
What's wrong with a bit of reggae? That's what I say. What's wrong indeed? That was We and Dem, not I and I, but We and Dem, and a track called Let Them Grow. It's quite an old track, actually. I've been sort of sat on that for a while. I thought I might play that particular one. You can find them at weandem.com. That's just one D, weandem.com. From Zaragoza in Spain, from Jumendo, of course. Excuse me. Right, one last track. Hope you've enjoyed the show. If you this is the sort of thing that you like, then be warned. Tomorrow or next week, rather, will be completely different. And if you like your reggae, or your dub, then head over to pico.com, the same website actually. But you'll find yourself mixing amongst the dub and the dubstep as well, and other various whitterings as I go along. Let me know what you think of the new site. Actually, I would appreciate a comment or two. Pete.co@gmail.com is where you'll be able to contact me. Anyway, so I hope you've enjoyed the show. As I said, it'll be different next week, as it was different last week, and it's always going to be different because I've got no idea what I'm going to be playing until, well, the day I do it. So there you go.
So I'll leave you with this track. This is The Blue Seeds. Did play them last week, so it wasn't that much different. You can find them at theblueseeds.com. They're from Montreal in Canada, from our friends over at aerialpublicity.net. And they're going to sing about that night in Amsterdam. Don't know what happened in that night in Amsterdam. Probably best not to ask. See you soon, folks.
Been listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting. Go to musicpodcasting.org for new independent music feeds every day.
So long.
So long.
Sayonara.
Catch you later.
Catch you later. Catch you later. Catch you later.